Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the Australian share market's going to get off to a pretty solid loss in the opening part of trade on Thursday. SPY futures ended the after-hours session with a loss of 92 points. So that's a decline of 1.6%. Given the retreat that we saw for Northern Hemisphere markets overnight, it's likely that we might see sellers just chance their arm in the early part of trade today. But then there is the balancing item. We have seen some encouraging news, if you like, from the International Monetary Fund. They've upgraded Australia's economic forecasts, and they've been quite flattering in the assessment of the way that Australian institutions have been able to manage the COVID-19 health crisis and the economic situation as well. So in terms of what we've seen driving the markets in the last day, it has been a situation in recent days where the news around the pandemic has been increasingly getting worse, and the markets have actually been able to hold their nerve amidst that. We've seen that in particular where the US is concerned, where a number of populous states have seen skyrocketing infection rates, but the markets have still been able to hold on to their recent improvements. Last night, they relented. And there's an important reason for that, because so much of the V-shaped recovery story turns around the proper management of the pandemic without having to go into secondary lockdowns. And it seems as though we might be closer to a stage now where incremental lockdowns in different jurisdictions might be the way forward, and that is undermining the V-shaped recovery story. On top of that, where European markets were concerned last night in particular, adding to that downward momentum were reports that the Trump administration is considering applying new tariffs on European exports from countries like the UK, France, Spain and Germany, totaling $3 billion. So to have the added layer of trade complications on top of the pandemic management, that was challenging for European investors to get their arms around. So the German DAX was one of the worst decliners in that sphere, down by almost 3.5%. But then at the same time, the shame of it is that we have seen economic news, particularly most recently in Europe, come along in quite encouraging terms. The German IFO survey is a monthly report that is eagerly anticipated by investors. It's a survey of around 9,000 companies throughout the economy, and it's a very sought-after gauge of economic sentiment. This measure in the last month has recovered quite sharply. It's at its best levels in 4 months, recovering very nicely from that April low. So that's the shame of it, is that that was the sort of information that the markets have been hinging their hopes on. Now, with this new revival in coronavirus infections, they're starting to hedge their bets a little bit. As far as the US side of things is concerned, the prospect of a bigger build in inventories, lockdowns that weighed on oil prices, they were down by around 6%. In broad terms, we've seen money move out of the equity market and into safe havens. So that's why we've seen the bond market quite well bid in the last day. US Treasuries fell by about 3 basis points in yield terms. So not significant, but it's a part of a broader trend that we're seeing at the moment. Again, reflecting the lockdown story, the travel-related stocks in the US were amongst the biggest decliners. So Norwegian Cruise Lines, Wind Resorts, Carnival, Royal Caribbean, they were all down in the order of around 10 to 12%. But also caught in that downdraft were the big lenders in the United States. So that is an important point as well. So Bank of America, Citi, Wells Fargo, they were all down in the order of around 3 to 5%. So just quickly reflecting once more on the IMF forecast that I mentioned earlier on, the International Monetary Fund now expects the global economy to contract by 4.9% in 2020. Bearing in mind that in April they were probably a little bit underdone in terms of their estimate, they expected the global economy to contract by 3%. They then expect the global economy to rebound by 5.4% next year. So bearing in mind that, you know, in a short space of time, that revision to activity has been quite substantial. This is what you tend to get with the IMF. They rely on figures from treasury departments around the world. By the time they formulate their own forecasts, then they can often can be quite outdated, but still, in terms of the local picture today, you're going to see some headlines that will be very flattering for the Australian economy, because the IMF now expects the local economy to contract by only 4.5% this year, compared to an estimate of 6.7%. So I say only because that is a big revision in a short space of time. So you really need to take these things with a pinch of salt, but certainly in the bigger picture, they were quite flattering in terms of the way that Australia has managed the pandemic on a range of fronts. They expect the Australian economy to rebound by 4% next year, but importantly, they also expect the Chinese economy to squeak into positive territory this year with an expansion of 1% before an expansion of 8.2% next year. That's all obviously very important for Australia's fortunes as well. So it's important to be in the right hemisphere of the world in the midst of this pandemic. So that'll be interesting to see in terms of what impact that has on the overall market. But what you'll tend to see under these circumstances is currencies like the Aussie dollar marked down. So we have taken a bit of a knock in the last day. It's just a question of whether or not it stops there for the moment.